Mix 93 WKMJ. The Michigan Tech volleyball team taking on Northern Michigan tonight down at Northern Michigan. And Matty Haven from the Michigan Tech volleyball team is with us. So Minnesota native. Matty, tell us a little bit about yourself. Brothers and sisters, mom and dad, that kind of stuff.
Well, I have two siblings. I have a brother who plays football at Winona State. And then my sister is a sophomore at my hometown in Edina. So both of them are pretty good athletes. We have an athletic family, and I came up here, obviously, went out of Minnesota, which is good for me. I think it was a good experience to be up here and do the engineering route, and both my parents came up this past weekend for senior weekend, so it was nice to see them. And yeah, that's my family. So,
were your parents athletes in college?
They weren't athletes in college, but definitely in high school, they did the three sport, and we got the background. So,
how did you get started in the sport of volleyball? I'm assuming you played multiple different sports as a youth. How did you decide on volleyball?
I did do multiple sports, and it kind of came down to which one I liked the most, and volleyball was the most dynamic. I started in fourth grade and never put it down. So.
What were the other sports you were playing? Basketball? And
no, I didn't do basketball. I did soccer for a while. I actually did football for a while as well, and then I did swimming, so.
What position were you on the football field?
I was a wide receiver and linebacker.
So. Any career highlights there?
I mean, people didn't want to get hit by me, and yes, I did score. That was my fourth through sixth grade years.
Nice. How about in terms of, you talked about engineering academically. How important was that to you, obviously, when you made your college choice, and what are you studying?
Engineering was something that I was very interested in choosing in college. I was and still am strong in math and science, so it was a good route for me, especially being a woman in engineering. I started in biomed, switched a couple of times, and then graduated last spring with sports and fitness management, but now I'm finishing up my engineering management degree, so I'll leave with 2 degrees. From here, and then got to throw in that Spanish minor. That was a pain
awesome.
To get, and so I really been all over the board as far as academics.
Can you give us a little Spanish lingo then?
Hola.
Boy, that's a big plug.
I learned that on Dora.
That's a big plug for the Michigan Tech Spanish department. So when will you get that second mechanical or not engineering management degree?
Yep. I'll finish that in the spring.
Okay, so you got another semester to go.
Yes, it'll be a rough one too. A lot of engineering classes, and that's coming from, I guess, not being in engineering for a while. It'll be a rude awakening, I think.
any job prospects yet?
I do have a few. I think it comes down to me deciding what I want to do. I am still debating if I want to do my MBA or if I want to just go out and. I figure if I'm in school mode,
love,
I might as well.
You love
stay.
School so much.
No
motivational problems with you, I see.
Yeah. I don't know. So we'll see. I mean, I got a little time to decide. So.
Matty Haven from the Michigan Tech volleyball team is with us. And can you talk about your career here at Michigan Tech and just the way, you know, with. Just the way you've played and the way things have gone for you and the team, obviously there's exciting things happening right now with Michigan Tech volleyball.
Yeah, and I've really kind of done an evaluation of my career here after, especially our past weekend. It just kind of came flooding back as it was our last home game for me. But there have been a lot of ups and downs, as I'm sure many in the area are familiar with, and I guess the past 2 years have been so invigorating and so nice for me to see a program that has seemingly hit its lowest points to come now almost full circle in to being on the up and up. And I mean, Coach Jennings, he's done a great job of getting us where we need to go. And as far as the community aspect, I think that's been the biggest thing for us as a program is our Little Huskies program and getting our fans to come to our games. I mean, we have a lot of outpouring of respect from the community, and I think as a newer program and that newer culture developing, I think it's so key for us to continue with that. So very exciting, and I'm excited when I leave that the program is in good hands.